So tonight, we really want to talk about Thanksgiving, of course, all day here on 720 WGN. All the show's been talking about what we're thankful for. And obviously, you know, when you think about it, we're thankful for family. We're thankful for our friends, for our health. We're also thankful for first responders, for law enforcement. Of course, those who are in the armed services, the armed forces serve our country. You know, so all that, I mean, that's something that we're thankful for. And those are usually, if you're going to go around the table to ask about what you're thankful for, those are going to be really what you're going to get, right? But tonight we wanted to start by saying this is our first, the Download's first annual segment that we are calling What Are We Thankful For? Like we said, we're thankful for family, for friends, for health. But we're also thankful for the election because it finally helped me delete my Facebook app on my phone. Don't follow those comments. Also, we're thankful for the bus tracker, that app that tells us when the bus is coming. Do you remember a time before bus tracker when you'd half run to the bus stop because you weren't sure if you're going to miss it, and then you just stand there for 25 minutes until three of them came at the same time? We're thankful for the bus tracker. We can stay home for an extra 3 minutes. You know what we're thankful for? Professional karaoke. Because amateur karaoke just kind of ruins it. Right? Professional karaoke, like people who can sing, who come in and play, just makes everything better. It really does. We're also thankful that Kanye West is getting help. Just so we can all stop saying, Kanye West, he needs to get help. I'm personally thankful for sneeze guards. Fast food restaurants? Like, what do we do before sneeze guards? Were people just, I mean, was there some sort of case where they're like, oh my gosh, we have all this open food and somebody just sneezed on it? I got an idea. How about sneeze guards? 312-981-7200. That's a line if you want to text in what you are thankful for. I'm thankful for my garbage man, who has not emptied my recycling bin for over a month because I have not broken down the cardboard box properly. And he's just like, no, I can't. Sorry, that's the rules. You have to, and I am of the same way. I'm like, no, that is how I break down a box. I'm thankful for daily fantasy football, especially on days like tomorrow. When you don't want to talk politics and you really don't want to talk with your uncle anymore, FanDuel. Especially if you're a Bears fan. There's nothing worse than... Could you remember a day before fantasy football where you were watching, I don't know, a Chiefs-Eagles game? For what reason? No reason. Now you're like, yes, come on! Give the ball to Jeremy Maclin. You know what I'm thankful for? Uber drivers who know where they're going. Thankful for that. Also thankful for flat-brim hats. They make me feel like I'm 5 years younger and that I might know how to dance. Something to think about. Also thankful for indie rock bands with a horn section. You know, like when you get an indie rock band who's got a horn section, it just kind of feels right. Right? I'm thankful for 16-inch softball because there's nothing better than playing a casual recreational game of softball with a threat of breaking every one of your fingers. You know, like that never gets brought up in golf. You might be able to break a finger. I'm also thankful for anything under $4. Anything. I think this day and age, if you get a deal on anything under $4, you're like, no, I'm thankful for that. I'm also thankful for screw top bottles of wine. Right? Remember the day when there weren't screw tops, when you just had to do the cork and then you get the cork back in there? Now the wine industry is screw top. Thank you. I'm thankful for that. I'm also thankful for automatic bill pay. Because I think of a time maybe 10 years ago where I was licking envelopes like a fiend. Hoping and praying that the bill for ComEd would get there on time. Now, automatic bill pay. I'm thankful for Thanksgiving marathons of Daryl's House. Great show. Also, the clearance rack at Old Navy. Very thankful for that. I buy almost all my clothes at the clearance rack at Old Navy. Sure, it's an extra, extra large or maybe a medium. But hey, it works. And it's under $4. I'm also thankful for Department Store Coupon Day. Like when they say it's a 40% off, bring the coupon. Because frankly, I think they're just trying to... It's all a scam and they're just giving you half off. So when you see Macy's say, hey, it's 20% off day. I'm thankful for the person behind the counter. It's like, well, this one, this coupon and this coupon. And you walk out with a shirt under $4. Works out, right? Do you call it the Chiron or the CNN Chiron? The Chiron, is it Chiron? The crawl? I'm thankful for the Chiron because otherwise I would never know what topic they're discussing. Using broad, general, sweeping, declarative statements like, are Jews people? Or is someone in your house about to die right now? I'm glad they have all these talking heads on. Tell me all about it. And I'm also thankful for wine and cheese at art openings. Because otherwise it's just art, right? So those are some of the things we're thankful here for here on the download. 312-981-7200. If you're thankful and you want, you can just text it and we'll read it to you. Pete's got some as well, I'm sure. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll continue what we're thankful for here on the download. Stay with us. Three 19 says they're thankful for everyone who forgets how to drive in snow and ice, because what else can you can make you ponder how they wrecked like that and what were they thinking? That sounds more like the worst. 847 says Steak and Shake $4 meals. That's what I'm thankful for. Thanks for the shout out to Uber drivers who care, and I'm thankful for the DoorDash delivery service that brings me my food on time. That's good. 312 says I'm thankful for your rants. I appreciate that. Someone is. 214 says, I'm thankful for cold butter and food processors because that's the only way the pie crust is going to come together. Christine in Bucktown. And 630 says, I lost my dog of 18 years on Friday and I lost my dog of 13 years on Sunday. Oh, and I'm thankful for their long life and the joy that they brought me. 331 says, I'm thankful that I won second place in last night's The Worst Contest and will be rewarded for finding a fly in my octopus salad yet. Well, there you go. What do you got, Pete?
You know what I'm thankful for?
What's that?
You get beer at the movies. Really happy about that development. If you're going to make me sit through Snowden, I'll do it with a half a buzz on.
A good $11 Amstel Light to get through Snowden. 847 says, thankful I'm still here. That's good. Positive. 815 says, I'm grateful my mom isn't in pain anymore as we prepare to celebrate our first Thanksgiving without her. It's sad, but it's also positive.
Mm-hmm.
I say give thanks. So there's a lot of people giving thanks here on the eve of Thanksgiving. So...
I'm also thankful for the Gilmore Girls revival that on the day that I have off.
Are you going to binge watch it?
Oh, yeah. I'll be done by 10 a.m. on
Friday.
Were
you a Gilmore Girls first rounder?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
OG.
What was it about Gilmore Girls that grabbed you?
The writing.
I thought you were going to...
Yeah. It's a great show.
The slow songs. A lot of slow songs on that track.
It's great. It's a great show. And I took a lot of heat at the time, so I kind of feel this is like I'm 12, 15 years later. I'm getting
redemption,
right? Yeah.
Because now everyone's so gaga. I heard Ryan Seacrest today in a commercial break being like, the big Gilmore Girls coming out. I'm like, who's he talking to on Kiss FM? Everyone who's 14. He's like, yeah, Gilmore Girls. But, I mean, they would have been, what was Gilmore Girls? It's probably 10 years old.
Yeah. It's been a while. I've been waiting for that. I've been waiting for this day for...
You know what I'm thankful for?
What are you thankful for, Rob?
I'm thankful for Pete. You know why?
Why is that?
Because he's one of the few men that I know that can take a two-minute interview that's real, real bad and stretch it into 15 minutes.
He's good at that.
He is a magician. And you know what I'm talking about, too, Justin. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I absolutely do, man.
And I mean that in all sincerity, by the way.
Well, I'm thankful for the team here. I'm thankful for Pete and what he does for the production and of course, booking. It's unbelievable what we get here. Also thankful for Rob, one of the best newsmans in the business here in Chicago, as well as Esmeralda, who's not here right now, but great traffic. It's thankful to be on this radio station, of course. So I say to you guys, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, Mr. Martyr.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Enjoy
and,
Vegas.
Yeah, thank you. And happy Thanksgiving to Pete Zimmerman as well.
Same to you.
All right.